Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
I'm your host, Mark White. Right now, I'm in Russellville, Alabama. I'm with Carmen Sanchez. She is a sister to Alex Manuel Pedro, who passed away earlier in the week. There's a need right now to pay for his funeral. There's been a lot of support from Russellville High School. The community came together, and I'm hoping that people who hear about this story will come together for Alex. He was at a camp earlier in the week. He and a great friend left together, and he was in the accident. His sister and mother went and planted a cross just a little earlier this afternoon. I know it's a difficult time for them, but I wanted to help however I could through the show. Welcome, Carmen. I'm sorry for the circumstances. Our condolences to you and your family and the loss of your brother and his friend. As you said, they were very close.
Yes, they was. I'm the sister of Alex Pedro. He was 15 years old. He was at camp, and him and his friend left. That's when they had a fatal car accident that took both their lives. We need to raise $7,000 so we can afford to bury our little angel. Any donation would be greatly appreciated.
I'm looking right now at the page. I see Alex's obituary, and then I scroll down and I see Russellville High School posting the arrangements at Aiken's Funeral Home. Friday, July the 5th, visitations from 12 until 2 p.m., and the funeral is at 2 p.m. Also for Caesar, the funeral is at Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Russellville on Friday, July 5th. Visitation Friday, July 5th, 8 p.m., Saturday, July 6th. As far as the fundraiser goes, this is on Facebook. I see Alex Pedro Funeral Services. If you go to Carmen Sanchez's page, that's C-A-R-M-E-N, last name S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, you will find Alex Pedro's fundraiser for the funeral service, and I'm also sharing that on the Mark White Show page, and you can also go to Russellville High School's page. They've shared it as well. We want people to come together to try to help this family. They need the money for the funeral expenses, and this is something they were never expecting. Carmen was just sharing with me the relationship that he had with her child and then his friend Cesar, and at 15 years old, no one's life should end in this way, but he is gone, and it's time to help the family if you can. He loved going to church, and he was described as a good son, brother, and uncle. So we hope that people will share this effort and let others know about it. And Carmen, I know it's a difficult time to be here right now. Just share a little bit about your brother, the relationship that you had with him.
My brother was my best friend. Me and him had a bond like that was unbreakable. No one could explain it. He was such a good uncle to my daughter, and he was such a good friend to everybody. And he went to church every Sunday, Wednesday, every Sunday night, and he would do anything for anybody. And I didn't expect my little brother to pass away so soon. But me and him was so close, so close. And it's like not just losing my brother, but I'm losing my best friend.
Obviously, you hear the pain. And if you're a listener right now and you've gone through the loss of a loved one, you know what Carmen is feeling right now, the pain. And it's just recent. This is very recent. Hard to even imagine that this has happened. But the family's facing this. Here a mom has to go down to the funeral home to tell the funeral director how to fix Alex's hair. All these things that the family never anticipated. But I do want you to step up at this time to help this family. This is a very expensive ordeal. So you can actually go by Aiken's Funeral Home if you're in Russellville, and you can give them the money yourself, or you can go to that fundraiser that I'm going to share on the Mark White Show page. We're going to get this out there, and if you're listening, please help this family. Help keep the family in your prayers and help them if you can. Thank you, Carmen, for joining me today and having the courage to do it. It takes a lot of courage.
Thank you, and any donation will be greatly appreciated.
And there also is an effort to help Cesar's family with funeral expenses as well. If you'll go to GoFundMe.com/Cesar, C-E-S-A-R, hyphen, Zatarain, Z-A-T-A-R-A-I-N, hyphen, Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, hyphen, funeral, hyphen, home, hyphen services. Help them if you can.
If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a part of God.